I'm Tracy Ross, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and on the phone by David Probus, director of the Felix E. Martin Jr. Hall Performance Center. They're going to have the variety show Divas and Dogs this Friday at 7 p.m. David, thank you for joining us on Sounds Good today.
Glad to join you guys. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Bonzer Bizzo and Cooey are your first dog performers.
They are, and we are excited to have them with us. We're not really sure how to respond to having pets on the stage as performers. So,
well, I've taken their picture off the web and been looking at it for 2 weeks now, and they look very intelligent, as do their humans. What is the act? It's Divas and Dogs and Other Circus Adventures, and I'm thinking that the juggler, Kaylin Quinn, is the Other Circus Adventures. Is that true?
That's correct, yes. He's one of the nation's top teen jugglers. They scouted him for several months, and so he's going to be joining us as well, and he's been quite a circus performer himself. Being an aerialist, and his family are performers in a circus as well. So
they are joining Barb Polk and Diane Wozniak. Tell us about what to expect in this evening of Divas and Dogs.
You know, I think it's going to be just a fun evening. It's going to be an evening that you laugh, where you go, oh, you know, at the tricks that everyone does. It's going to be a night of clowning around. Diane is world famous with her clowning act. In fact, she was one of the clowns for Cirque du Soleil for several years. And so that's a very prestigious circus act to be involved with. So we know that it's going to be a great performance on her end. And Barb Polk, who is the singer, has written all original music that the dogs perform to, and that she sings while they're going and performing, and I think it's just really going to be a fun, entertaining night of laughter.
Now, I understand that these dogs like to play drums, they like to skateboard, they like to play ball with the audience.
Oh yes,
they walk the wheel, they dance and hoop jump.
They do all of it. I mean, there's no telling what they have up their sleeves. At one point in time, I know they love to steal hats. So they'll be, Diane will be out there on stage performing, and one of the dogs will jump out and steal her hat, and so she has to chase them all around. And, yes, they do play band instruments, and they play they do the hoops, they do the balls, they skateboard. There's all sorts of different tricks that they do that's a blast.
Now, the dogs are Australian Shepherds, and one of them is a golden Aussie, which is pretty rare, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah, and they're beautiful dogs, and I understand that they're really like teddy bears. They love to get attention, and they love people. So I'm anxious to get down on my knees and pet them as well.
You'll probably be part of the act eventually, David. So they're going to be at Felix E. Martin Jr. Hall Creative and Performing Arts Center Friday night, 7 p.m. Tell us about the tickets.
Yeah, you can get tickets on our website, which is felixmartinhall.org, or you can call 270-820-8038. And reserve tickets. And there's also tickets available at the door. You can't beat the price of the entertainment. It's $10 for adults and $5 for students, which is ages 3 to 18.
So we're talking about a night of a little clowning, a lady who barks and howls to music, a baby who rides a bicycle backwards, a wacky show with many characters, comedy, songs, mime, audience participation, and clever canines.
Absolutely. It's like I said, it's the perfect variety show.
For everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it says, grandparents, aunts, uncles, young people, older people will certainly enjoy the show.
Well, have a barrel of fun, David. Nice talking with you.
Thank you so much, Kate.
That's David Probus, who directs the Felix E. Martin Jr. Hall Creative and Performing Arts Center. Tracy and I have decided that that is the whale of the name of all times.
That is a mouthful. That's absolutely a mouthful.